And welcome to
Ill on Earth,
the podcast.
My name is Cassidy.
My name is Casey.
And together we are
the Bell Sisters.
Join us each week as we corrupt your soul
and bring you to salvation,
discussing life, death, and everything in between.
Are you afraid of getting into heaven?
This is part two of our discussion on TLC and reality TV. Enjoy.
Well, and I also feel bad for like kids who like are going through all their first like on TV without their consent.
Yes.
Like their first dates or their first periods or like whatever. Like it's weird. Like I follow this one girl on TikTok who is a child welfare advocate. And she was, like, the daughter of a mommy blogger. And, like, she had her first period, like, blogged about. And she had, like, a bunch of, like, medical conditions that was all blogged about. And, like, I just, like, listened to a lot of her TikToks. And she's, like, I don't get to, like, choose what's out there or not. Like, my identity is tied to these, like, blogs that I have no control over. I didn't see a cent from. And yeah. Now my personal information that I did not want or choose to be on the internet is on the internet and I can never get taken down.
Yeah.
Basically. And it's, like, even worse when, like, you have these TV shows like John K plus 8 and, I mean, 19 Kids and Counting is, like, a whole other thing.
Oh, God.
But, like, you have some of these shows and, like, they just don't get any privacy and they don't. They're not, like, allowed to pick and choose what goes on TV. Like, they just have to, like, accept that whatever happens, happens. And yeah. That's, like, insane.
Yeah. It's so disturbing
to me. Especially on a network that's so large.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's the thing is that, like, these, like, shows in particular are the ones that people really tune into. And from my understanding, like, how TLC even, like, got its go.
Yeah, basically. So I did do some research on TLC, the TLC network, and basically TLC,
which stands for the Learning Sandwich.
I was just gonna say that.
Well, it's not tender loving care, as I had originally thought.
Exactly. Yeah.
It should have been started by TLC.
TLC starting TLC would have been great.
Which one came first?
The chicken or the egg?
Wait, okay. You keep talking. I'm going to look this
anyway,
up.
Anyway, the Learning Channel was founded actually by NASA and the Home Department of Education, Health.
NASA?
Yeah, NASA funded and started it, as well as this other department. Oh, gosh, now I am.
Okay, so TLC, the cable television channel, started in 1980, and TLC, the group, was 1991.
Oh.
So, yeah. Very different.
Yeah, fair. But, yeah, it was, like, the Department of, like, Home Education or whatever. But it was, yeah, it was, like, NASA started this channel.
Oh, sorry, 1972. Not that it's that big deal. Anyway, go on.
Well, so the Learning Channel started in 1972, and that was the one that was, like, funded by NASA, and it was broadcast free through NASA satellite, and the whole point of the channel was to provide education to the masses, essentially. Like, the first shows that they had on this program were about, like, dinosaurs and space and different things like that, nature, like, other things where it was mainly just about, like, the world around you kind of thing. Very similar to, like, there are channels like that out there that still exist and everything else. But it was mainly, like, nature documentaries and stuff.
Why would I want to learn about nature when I can watch Freaky Eaters?
Yeah. True.
It's just the natural progression of things.
Exactly. It really is. That's the nature I want to learn about.
Exactly.
God damn it. But yeah, so basically they started as like that and then it was bought out by another company, but then it was bought out by the Appalachian Community Service Network in 1980. Oh, and that's when it was renamed the Learning Channel. The original one was not. But see. Whatever NASA called it. The NASA Channel, basically. And then, like, it was sold to Discovery, and that's where everything changed. Because Discovery started to kind of continue to make these, like, science documentaries and stuff, but it started getting a little bit more, like, spicy. Like, they had, that's like...
That's the word you want to use.
Yeah, well, they had, like, a dino sex documentary and stuff. And then they also, you know, like, they still kind of had...
Don't move on so quickly. What the fuck do you mean, dino sex?
Like, they show? Had... It wasn't a show. It was, like, they had a show about dinosaurs, but they had a documentary in the, an episode called Dino Sex. I guess it was...
Like, about how dinosaurs have sex?
Yeah.
Or had?
Have.
Still. Continue.
Continue
to have sex.
Yeah.
Even though they're extinct, and that is... does not make sense.
Well, in, like, heaven...
I mean, I guess they could all be, like, spayed and neutered dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So they could have sex, they just can't procreate.
Yeah.
For science.
For science.
Get a little freaky.
Get a little fright guy. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry, I could not just let you slide past that.
Well.
Oh, we slid.
We slipped and slid. anyway, so after Dino Sex, they started doing, like, medical shows. Like, there was one, Trauma, Life in the ER, and stuff like that. So they started having more, like, what you kind of think of it, like, now as Discovery shows. Like, that's a lot of stuff that's on, like, the main Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Is, like, those, like, medical shows. And then they also had, like, home decorating shows and stuff like that. But then...
The Monsters Inside Me and, like, all that shit.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, like, about tapeworms or whatever.
Literally.
Yeah.
But then they have this, like, horrifying montage.
Yeah.
When it's just, like, a parasite that you can take a medication for and flush your system.
Yeah, basically. That's, like, where it kind of started. And then Discovery kind of started making more channels. So as some of you might know, like, they have, like, the Hub Channel, and they have, like, Discovery Plus or whatever. Or no, that's, I think they're streaming. But yeah, they have, like, other, like, they have other channels that they have, right? Like, they have whatever going on. And so they started to, like, move shows around to different channels. And that's when they started doing more stuff geared towards, like, having, like, those interesting, like, family story type of things, because they were kind of gearing it more towards, like, housewives and, like, moms, because they know, like, that's who's going to watch the channel, basically.
Yeah.
And so they started doing stuff like that, and then they started doing stuff like Trading Spaces, where they, like, I don't know if you remember that show, but it's, like,
honestly, that was a good show.
A lot of the TLC shows, like, slap really hard, like, I'm not
lying. I hate to say.
But, yeah, Trading Spaces was a show, if you don't know. It's a show where they go into each other's houses and they, like, redecorate them, and then they, like, come back. Like, it's, like, two couples, usually. They decorate the other couple's house, and then they come back, and they're, like...
They're usually, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're usually, like, this happened. But yeah, then they started doing stuff like wedding shows, like, you know, Say Yes to the Dress, stuff like that, What Not to Wear, and Junkyard Wars, and, like, all these different, like, you know, interesting, like, lifetime.
Junkyard Wars, my favorite wedding show.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we're being for real.
The most American version.
Literally. But yeah, like, they started just doing, like, more, like, documentary-esque, like, different types of shows, like, fashion and stuff like that, and weddings and whatever. And then they started to do more stuff about, like, different people. So they had Little People, Big World, which was a huge show on TLC, and that's kind of like where it got its start. I think the channel, because I remember when it came out and it was an instant hit.
Yeah.
From what I remember. And that's like where TLC really started to skyrocket. And then you also have LA Inc. coming out. So now you're starting to get like some of those reality TV shows. And then you get 17 Kids and Counting now, 19 Kids and Counting, and Giant K Plus 8 coming out in 2008, which really sent the TLC channel into a whole new realm of, like, what can we put on TV? And it's so interesting because it really went from this actual, like, educational channel, like, similar to the History Channel or whatever, and it really, like, veered off into this weird,
like, freak show type thing, but, like, on TV.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I have seen other people say that, too. Like, is this, like, new age freak show or, like, circus show that, like, people can now watch, like, all these weirdos on TV? Like, the lady that had 8 kids or, like,
Strange Addiction.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Like, that's what sort of started to come after is, My Strange Addiction, I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. You have shows like 600 Pound Life and My Name is Jazz. I don't know if you remember that show about the young girl who's... Yeah, exactly. And then they also had stuff like Cake Boss. So you have this, like, weird... like, amalgamation of shows.
My favorite freak show.
I love Cake Boss. I can't... That's the thing.
But he's like, a little freak. Let's be real.
He is. Well, I mean, honestly, his family was, like, Italian people.
They are
in New Jersey.
Yeah, I feel like New York Italians are one thing, but, like, New Jersey Italians are somehow a different breed.
Yeah. They really deserve
a TLC show.
Yeah, they really are, like, a different human.
Yeah.
It's a lot. But yeah, you start to have, like, this amalgamation of just, like, I don't know, I guess, like, interesting, like, reality shows, but they're not, like, Kardashians. You know what I mean? Like, the Kardashians kind of showcase this, like, opulent life, but this, like, dramatic family. But the TLC shows, in comparison, like, yeah, there's definitely drama, of course there is, but it's not so opulent. It's more like...
ordinary people.
They're ordinary people, but, like, in extraordinary circumstances. Yes. So, again, like, they're kind of, like, freaks of nature, but they also have this, like, element of, like, oh, like, that's so relatable kind of thing. And it, like, makes you feel better about yourself, but it also makes you kind of reflect on yourself a little bit, but not too much where you're, like... self-aware about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because, like, I think that's
very true.
That's, like, where that little, like, niche comes in, and it's like that's what TLC, like, really honed in on and like thrived because of it and really skyrocketed because they were able to hone in on these, like, little elements of, like, okay, like, these people are, like, weird and they're, like, crazy and they're doing these, like, extreme things, but it's something that, like, people will be interested in because it's kind of mundane.
Yeah.
Like, Cake Boss, right? Like, these are people who own a cake shop, but it's still, like, they're yelling at each other and they're making these crazy cakes.
And then they fall as soon as they get delivered off the truck.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, you have, like, My 600 Pound Life, where, like, this person is, like, incredibly heavy, but, like, you know, everyone wants to lose a couple pounds, like, you know, not to, like, prevent diet culture or whatever, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, especially at that time, like, diet culture is a huge thing, so you have, like, people, like, looking at that. And then you have, like, the freak shows of, like, the giant families, because it wasn't just 19 Kids and Counting and Giant K Plus 8, like, there was a bunch of other ones,
yeah.
But, like, you have those channels, or those shows, because, you know, a lot of people have kids, right, and so you, like, you're, like, oh, I can't even take care of my 2 kids, let alone 8, so you have that, but you also have this element of, oh, they're, like, religious, and they're, like, strict, and these kids are, like, so good. And if you want to hear more about the Duggars, I really highly recommend Happy Shiny People. It was a really fabulous documentary. Very sad, but, like, it's really, really good, and it really gets into the story. But, like, what's cool about the Duggars, or not cool, but, like, interesting about the Duggars is they have these two different demographics where half of them are like, those people are crazy and they have all these kids, but you're still watching because you're like, I want to see intriguing. The drama. Yeah, yeah. I want to see what's going on. But then you have this other side of them where it's like, oh, look at how well-behaved those kids are. And, like, they're so religious and they're such good American people and blah, blah. And it's like this weird dynamic. And I think you also have that in a lot of these other shows. Like, you have extreme couponing, or you have hoarding, or you have, like, some of these other shows where, like, you could feasibly see yourself getting there, but this is, like, the extreme version, like, the blown-out version. You're like, wow, that's so interesting. Like, I can sort of relate because my home is messy, but it's not that messy.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not like them, and, like,
I'm still detach yourself.
I'm still better than them, and I can still look down on them, but, like, I can sort of relate to it. But it still makes me feel better about myself. You know what I mean? Like, that's what TLC, like, really thrived in, is this, like, a, like, freak show, like,
it's like ordinary freak show.
Yeah. And there was, like, obviously so many more TV shows. I was actually looking at the list of them. Like, there was so many shows on TLC. I think
my favorite that I came across that I, like, mentioned before is the Buying Naked.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have never seen this show. I just came across it on, like, a list. But I need to read this description. So basically it's about a show, it's a show about, like, nudists buying homes. That's literally the whole plot. It's just, like, people who are nudists, like, buying houses. And the description is just, as one might expect, clothing optional clients have some very specific requirements when house hunting, preferring rounded corners to sharp edges on counters in order to lessen the potential of any accidents affecting those most tender of areas. And then, like, it just goes on to talking about how they would, like, use props and stuff to, like, blur nudity instead of, like, actually using blurs. But, like, to me, I just love that, like, the only, they, like, say, like, some very specific requirements, plural, but the only requirement that they list is rounded corners.
Yeah. They can't have those rounded, or they can't have pointy corners.
Pointy quinties.
Yeah, they can't have pointy quinties that get in their hoinkies.
They can't.
They can't.
I just, who thinks of that? Who thinks of this fucking show?
Bruh, I would love to know who, like, comes up with these shows and, like, finds all these people.
It must be fascinating.
A crazy job.
That is fascinating to me.
Yeah, I mean, they have, like, recruiters and stuff like that. Mainly, that's what they do, is they have people who either recruit candidates for the shows, or they just recruit, like, crazy people for, like, a TV show. And that must be, like, a crazy job.
Yeah. They're like, you're a freaky deaky. Let's make a show.
Yeah. They're like, wow, you're really...
You eat sofa lining. Let's make a show.
They're like, we want that on TV. Yeah. Oh, your best friend is an inflatable alligator? Yeah. TV show.
You and your daughter are pregnant at the same time.
By the same man?
By the same man.
And you are happy about it?
TV.
Literally.
And they're right.
Yeah.
That's the worst part, is that they're right.
It is the worst part. It honestly, like, again, like, there's certain shows like Toddlers and Tiaras and stuff like that that I will never watch because I've always found it disturbing and weird, and I've never understood, like, why people watch that or how it's entertaining. But shows like
90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah. Or, like, I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. Like, that was one of my favorite shows growing up.
It's fucking hilarious.
It's so good. I loved What Not to Wear. That was really one of my favorite shows.
That was an iconic one.
So good. I loved Stacey Linden, Clinton Kelly, like, yeah. They were amazing.
Which, like, let's be real, they fucking changed lives.
Yeah. Well, and realistically, like, I don't know, like, some of the people on there were, like, not that bad, but, like, you know, they helped with, like, the style and the cut and everything else. And
yeah, and just, like, overall, like, these people's, like, confidence and...
Yeah, they were, like, nice to them.
Oh, they were nice to them.
That was one of the shows. Okay, so there's this one show that I was talking about with someone else. I don't know if you've heard of this show. It's called MILF Manor.
I haven't.
Okay.
And I'm disappointed in that.
Yeah. So basically what happens is, like, moms and their sons... in, like, a house together, and they are all trying to, like, fuck each other. But, like, then they also have, like, competitions, I guess.
I'm hoping that it's, like, other people's sons.
I mean, like, that's the goal, is that for, like...
goal. Do we always reach that? No. But that's showtime, baby.
Yeah, for real. But they have these competitions where it's, like, you have to, like, feel each guy's abs and, like, you have to...
Guess if it's your son?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But, like, obviously they're not, like, necessarily encouraging the sons to, like, fuck their moms. But, like...
they're, like, feel this right nipple. Is that mommy's?
Just suckle on her breast. You've done it before.
You've done it before. Does this taste familiar?
All right, get up inside that vagina and see if it still smells the same.
They, like, make the pussy juice like a scented candle, and they put one in each room.
Oh my god.
Blindfold them.
Yeah. Honestly, a stellar concept for a fucking TV show. It's just insane.
I'll give it to them. That's kind of brilliant.
Yeah. Whoever came up with it. First of all, you need...
And getting away with calling it MILF Manor.
I know. I don't know how...
I'm sorry, but, like, we probably couldn't even, like, name our, like, podcast episode that on Spotify.
I mean, we could try.
We can try.
Probably not. It's probably gonna get to
But they
them.
Can do a whole fucking... On, like...
Public TV.
Public TV.
Yeah. Like, it's public and, like, access.
Is...
I mean, it's not public access, but it's, like, a normal TV channel. Like, not when you're necessarily paying extra for it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not Showtime or HBO.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm fascinated.
I know. I know we have to watch.
Review?
Yeah.
A Patreon?
Oh my gosh.
Should we start a Patreon just so we can review MILF Manor?
Oh my god, that's the only thing.
That's the only thing.
Just MILF Manor. But yeah, so you have, like, shows like MILF Manor and, like, all these, like, weird, interesting, like, freak show types of things. And, like, that's where, like, TLC really, like, found its, like, niche, you know, and it's just, like, really fascinating to see stuff like that. Again, I do think that it, like, breeds this weird parasocial relationship where we think we know these people because we're inside their homes, you know, and yeah. We're seeing everything about their lives and we're learning about their family and blah, blah. But I think it's important to remember that, like, we don't know them and we don't know their lives and, like, this is all, like, put on TV for a reason, like,
for entertainment.
Yeah, for entertainment, for money and stuff. But I do feel like, I don't know, I've always loved TLC. I think it's a great network, and, like, while, again, I disagree with some of the shows, like, some of them are so good.
It's like, I'm sorry, but a lot of them, especially when it's, I mean, I say, I guess, like, only when it's consenting adults, but it's like, these people are, like, either seeking these shows out or, like, they're being, like, like, being recruited for it. And, like, you have to, like, sign up for it and sign a contract and everything. Like, you know what you're getting yourself into. Like, I can't imagine they're just like, hey, like, I see that you're, like, fucking pool noodles. Like,
yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. Like, you know that you're going to be put on a show that's like, this bitch is weird. Like,
yeah. Yeah, you have to, like, know it at some point. And, like, I don't know, listen, like, I don't know, like, they are getting, I don't know how much, like, My Strange Addiction, like, pays for the people, like, I don't know if they really get anything. I'm sure they get, like, a little bit of compensation, but then there's other people who, like, do get a fair amount of compensation, and, like, it just kind of is what it is, and, like, that's the trade-off that you're making, like, you're doing work, you know, and so, like, you kind of have to expect to some degree that you are going to be portrayed the way that they are going to portray you, and you don't have that much control over it.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you wanted more control, then, you know, do it yourself or something.
And, like, again, like, if you're doing some, like, weird shit, like, you know that you're doing weird shit. Yeah. And you're not going to sit through, like, interviews and have them be like, all right, go, and start pulling out couch cushions to eat, like, in front of the camera. Like, take two, like.
Well, no, the couch cushion is just because she's, like, snacky. She got a little, hungry, like, while she was filming. And she was just like, a snack.
The sun chips weren't doing it.
No, they weren't. They weren't hitting the same.
No.
No. That's a hunger that only a sofa can kill.
You know what? Maybe we can all learn.
Yeah, maybe we can all learn. That should be their slogan.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I think TLC should do a reality show about us. We're freaky enough.
Oh, we are.
We are. TLC.
The world deserves this.
Deserve is a strong word.
We deserve this. Yeah. And the world has to experience.
That's better. That's exactly where I was going with this.
We force ourselves upon the world.
I mean, we already do, so.
I feel like, I mean, I guess kind of. But we also do it in a way that people don't really have to tune in. Mm. Like, if you're still here, like, this is on you. This is a burden that you are choosing to bear.
Yeah. You're like My Strange Addiction's the sofa chick.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's you, listener. You eat sofas.
We are the cushion that you're pulling out of your sofa.
God, we are the inflatable alligator that you talk to.
Yes. Actually, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. I don't really remember what our point was with all of this. I think this was a really fun episode.
Yeah. Moral of the story is that we are interesting and should have our own reality TV show.
I do think
that's the fact that TLC hasn't reached out to us is a disservice.
Yeah, it's a disgrace. TLC, please start chasing these waterfalls.
And with that,
there's only one thing left to say.
Bye!
Thank you for listening to Belle on Earth, the podcast. We hope that your minds have been expanded and your bussies have been opened.
Be sure to rate and follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music.
This podcast is brought to you by Free Studio Productions. It's hosted and produced by Cassidy and Casey Bell. Big thanks to our executive producer, Derek Benton.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook for all of your content needs. See you later, haters.